We're learning Hilchot Shabbat, and I want us to learn a small halacha, which teaches us a lot of halachot. There's a Mishnah in Masechet Kilayim, in Tractate Kilayim. The Mishnah discusses, at the end of the second chapter, so the Mishnah discusses the following scenario. Man has a tree, a fruit tree growing, and then he has garlic, he has radishes, and he doesn't want those radishes to dry up. He doesn't have a refrigerator, right, in the days of our sages. So he wants to hold on to those radishes so that he can eat them in a few days, and they won't dry up in the heat. So what does he do? He takes a cluster of radishes, he digs in the ground, he puts them in the ground, he leaves the leaves above ground, and then he covers them. So when the radishes are in the ground, they retain the moisture of the ground, and when he will want to eat those radishes, he'll grab the leaves, pull them out of the ground, and eat them. The Mishnah says that being that he didn't mean to plant the radishes, so that cluster of radishes does not become kilayim. It's not called crossbreeding in his growth, because he really is just storing those radishes in the ground. And when the Mishnah permits him to pull out those radishes from the ground, so the Mishnah says he's allowed to pull it out on Shabbos. And from here we learn many halachot. First of all, the radishes are not considered planting. They're not considered planted in the ground because they did not yet take root. Even though he put them in the ground, and
I thought they were fully formed.
They were fully formed. But if he were to leave them in the ground another few days or a week or two, they would take root. They would start growing again.
Oh, wow.
If they did not take root, and he did not mean to plant them, meaning had he intended to plant them, then he has a problem. You're not allowed to pick up a seed or a radish that you planted. But if he did not intend to plant them, and they didn't take root, and now he wants to pick out that cluster from the ground, he's allowed to. Now, when he's going to pull out that cluster of radishes from the ground, the earth is going to move. We know that earth is a greater mukzeh. There is mukzeh kli shemlachto leisur. When you have a utensil, you have an instrument, a vessel that is used for prohibited things on Shabbos. So that's a more lenient type of mukzeh. My pen is mukzeh on Shabbos. But it's lenient. If I needed to scratch my head, if I needed to open a can of tuna, I'm allowed to use it. So kli shemlachto leisur is the classical mukzeh, and it's more lenient. But then we have mukzeh that's more severe, such as earth. It's not even a kli. So I'm not allowed to handle earth on Shabbos, even if I need it in order to cover something on Shabbos. If I'm not allowed to take earth or sand that really has no use on Shabbos, it's not even a kli. So I'm not allowed to use it l'tzorch mekomo. The Mishnah teaches me that when I pull the leaves of the radish, and the earth is going to fall on the side, so that's called tiltul min hatzad. I am moving the earth indirectly. I'm not touching the earth. I'm taking the leaves. Tiltul min hatzad letzorich davar hamutar. Even though I'm going to move that earth, and I'm well aware I'm doing it, but I'm doing it for the sake of something mutar. I'm doing it for the radishes. I'm not touching the earth directly. I'm taking it by the leaves. That's mutar on Shabbat. So this comes up often. Sometimes you have, let's say, a sefer that has some muktzah leaning on it. Sometimes you have things in a drawer or inside your bag where when you'll take the non-muktzah item, the muktzah item will move. Sometimes a person forgets his talis under his tefillin. If he's going to pull out the talis, the tefillin will move. So ordinarily we know we are not allowed to move a muktzah item on Shabbos. But if I am moving the non-muktzah item, I am moving my talis, I am taking out a sefer The fact that the mukta items will shift and will move, that's called tiltul min atzad. It's indirect. I did not handle the mukta directly. Tiltul min atzad letzorech davar mutar. When I'm doing it for the sake of the mutar item, so that's mutar. That's permissible. And here we see that tiltul min atzad, even when I'm going to move the more severe form of mukta, such as earth, or an equivalent would be money. Money isn't a vessel. It has no practical use. It represents value, but it's not a vessel.
A fan
is a kli. But a fan is a kli. An example of a non-kli would be a rock.
Okay, you can't move a kli. A fan is Shabbos. If it's in your way,
so we discussed that a fan is a kli, according to many, shem nachtol yisur. And so therefore I would be permitted to move it litzorch mekomo, if I need its place. If it's in a place where it's bothering me, I'm allowed to move it out of my way. Because it's a kli. But here we're learning that even the more severe mukta that's not a kli, I'm allowed to move inadvertently when I'm taking out this pile of radishes. So that's tiltul min atzad, inadvertent movement, indirect. Litzorech davar mutar, my focus is to take the permissible object. And that is mutar. You'll ask me one more question. Why isn't the radish considered a basis ledavar asur? You placed it there initially, you thought it would stay there till Monday. Now you have guests, you decided you need the radishes on Shabbos. So why isn't it considered a basis for all the earth that was on top of it? So the answer is two things. Number one, food is not a basis. Food is something I always know I might eat the food. And number two, the earth is serving the radish. The radish is not serving the food. You didn't put the radish there in order to support the earth. The earth is there to retain the humidity, to retain the vibrance of the radish. So we said that whenever we look at something and want to say it's a basis davar asur, it has to be that the basis is supporting, is playing a supportive role for the mukta item. Over here, the earth is there to serve the radish. So the radish is not a basis for the earth. And that's why I would be allowed to pull out the radish, even though I'm pulling up earth with it, which will fall off. It's not only about moving mukta, it's also that the earth does not become, does not make the radish mukta as a basis, the davar asur.